Well, your first quarters and fourth quarters, you were the dominant team here tonight, Coach. And second and third quarters, Ulysses made the big run to pull it within one at the break. And then it was a one-point game after three, and you guys ended up getting the victory. And after you took the lead 43-41, it was 13-4 run to end the game.
With the first quarter, you know, the biggest thing was just getting stops, honestly, and then rebounding the first shot, because, you know, we were pretty dangerous in transition early, and with us not getting stops in the second quarter, the reason we weren't in transition, they were scoring. So we got to do a better job of rebounding that first shot and not giving them second and third chance points. And then we didn't keep the ball in front of us very well in that second quarter, but overall, I mean, it's a tough guard for us because, you know, Devin is such a good passer out of the post, and they do such a good job of moving without the ball that it does cause some breakdowns every once in a while. And for the most part, we did a really good job with it. And, you know, there's a couple times that we obviously slipped up and left wide open shots under the basket that, you know, we need to eliminate. But overall, you know, pretty pleased with their effort.
I like the way you guys started out the game. You guys were attacking right there. Going at Walker, and, you know, Joe and Parker, they were getting their hook shots up. Yeah, they weren't hitting the first couple, but they just kept staying with the game plan there. And that's where you guys were strong at, is getting those high percentage shots in that first quarter. And then fourth quarter, you finally were getting some of those shots as well, the runners and you name it.
Absolutely. You know, with with Devin being in there, he really doesn't want to put himself in a position to be in foul trouble. I believe Saturday they played Dodge, and he'd only played 16 or 17 minutes because he was in foul trouble. So I'm guessing he didn't want to be the second game in a row where he was sitting out. And so if that's the case, then we're going to go right at him. If he was going to back away from us, we were going to score. And if he was going to come at us, you know, we were hoping we can get him in some foul trouble. But Joe and Parker did a great job early. And again, you know, a lot of that comes with us putting a lot of pressure on the defense in transition because we were getting stops on the other side. But, you know, then Joe and Parker both got two fouls. So that kind of eliminated what we were getting a lot of our looks. And we throw in, you know, a couple smaller guards, and all of a sudden it's a different game because we don't have that post threat, you know, out there, you know, so to speak. So, but, man, what a game by Parker Bolton-Moore.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the kid always works hard. I mean, you're never going to doubt that. But, you know, tonight he put the offense with it. And, you know, really, really played an incredible game.
Yeah, I had him for a career-high 17 points, and he looked like a big man there tonight.
He's a big kid. He's a very strong kid, and, you know, he's putting himself in position to finish better, higher percentage, because he's not going up off balance. He's getting his feet underneath of him and realizing that there's not a lot of kids in our league that we're going to play that are as strong as he is. So he doesn't have to force it. Even if he's undersized, you know, as long as he keeps that ball protected, he's got a pretty good chance. And, you know, as of late, he's been finishing higher, you know, at a better percentage. And it's a good time for him to do that.
Ulysses is a team that loves throwing up threes here. You only hold them to two threes tonight. They had 49 coming in, and one of them in the third quarter by Hickman and one by Walker in the second quarter. I think that's a testament to what you did to force them maybe to do some other things on offense.
Well, yeah, we knew that we had to do our – I mean, they had to do their job on the ball. They knew that we were not going to help down a lot because it's a team that, you know, shoots about 25 threes a game and is hitting somewhere around 30%. So, that, you know, if you're going to shoot 25 threes and shoot 30%, you know, you're going to put some points up, you know, roughly 21 or whatever that is. But we got beat off the bounce a couple times, but for the most part, we were able to keep our guys in front of us, and Hunter did a great job with four fouls, you know, doing that without picking up the fifth. And but, yeah, you know, they executed defensively pretty much the way we wanted to. You know, we knew we had to do our job on the ball, keeping the ball in front of us and contesting a shot, and because we didn't want to let them get hot. And, you know, I didn't know that they had only made two, but, you know, that's pretty good defense by our guys.
Well, you get the win. You're now 3-1 in conference play. 3-1 or 3 wins in a row here. And Friday night, you get the Holcomb Longhorns here at home. And Holcomb, a team now that's lost two straight. They fell to Hugoton tonight, 72-61. And, yes, Holcomb lost 10, 11 seniors, whatever it was, off their team a year ago. But knowing Holcomb, they love basketball there, and they're going to be tough coming in here and pretty angry after two straight losses.
Yeah, you know, Chad is such a good teacher of the game, you know, with, you know, the way he gets guys to buy in and execute game plans night after night. So it doesn't matter if they lose 10 or 12 or whatever it is. Every night that they step on the floor, you know, they're going to give themselves a chance to win. And it's a game, you know, where we're going to need everybody to give, you know, kind of a similar effort as far as production goes that we got tonight. You know, so it'll be tough. It'll be a challenge. One, our guys, I'm sure, are excited for, and you know, I'm sure, like you said, you know, coming off of two losses, they're going to be, you know, hungry to get back and get a win. And so, you know, looking forward to it. It's just another challenge for us. It's another game to get better and learn. And as long as we stick with that mindset, you know, good things will happen.
Once again, Scott City boys win it here tonight, 56-45. Coach, congratulations on the win. We'll talk to you later.
All right, thanks, Adam.